Some hard work there. That thing is really, really heavy. Wow.
That was really rough.
Yeah. Listen, Yerby, I want to thank you. See, Lamont's out with the truck, and I didn't know how I was going to get this tub on.
Yeah.
Hey, Yerby.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and let it down, Junior.
This is Junior? If this is Junior, I'd hate to see Senior. Hey, who is he, Irving?
Junior Joe Lewis.
I call him that because he fights like Joe Lewis.
He's a professional fighter?
That's right. And I'm his manager.
I remember when all you could stand and manage was some tips and towels in the toilet at the Kit Kat Club. Yeah, last time I saw you, you were working at the carnival, selling pony rides.
Yeah.
You sure look funny with that saddle on your back. Yeah, and that fake tail.
Yeah, well, that's all behind me now.
Yeah, it was all behind you then.
It's all been gravy since I got into the fight game.
No kidding. Well, look, we're going in the house to have a couple of beers. You can tell me about it, Irby.
Oh, okay. A beer? Not for you. You go finish your road work.
Road work.
Well, he's not as dumb as he looks.
Nobody can be dumb as he looks. Hey, Yerby, come on in and have a little sit down there. Anywhere you want to, I'll get us a couple of beer. Hey, Yerby, that fight of yours, good like you say he is?
A real contender. In fact, he's gonna fight right here in L.A. this week.
No kidding. I sure'd like to see that. You think you can get us a couple of tickets for me and Lamont?
Hey, I can do better than that. How would you like to be right up there in the ring with us?
What are you talking about?
Look, Junior is a million-dollar fighter, and I'm offering you a part of him.
Which part? The part that eats or the part that sits on the camera?
Fred, Junior is sensational. I'm really offering you a $500,000.
Half of me. I can't even get my tongue to go up that high. Half a million,
at least. Partner?
Wait a minute. Now, before we finish this, how much is this gonna cost me?
$300?
300 what bucks?
No, 200.
200 what?
200 minus 100 equals 100.
Well, make it minus 50, and then we got a deal.
You got it.
I'll take it. I'll take that. Hey, Yerby, have you seen my nice new wallpaper? Yeah. I was saving this money here to surprise Lamont. I was gonna get some new tires for the truck, but here it is.
Good. Now, you know that part of the deal is that you keep Junior here in training.
Where are you going?
I got to go to San Diego.
Well, what am I supposed to do with Junior?
Whip him into shape.
Okay.
Sharpen up his punches.
That's all right.
Build up his stamina.
I can do that.
Smarten him up.
Give me my money back. Ain't nobody get smart. Oh, here he is.
You run around the block 20 times?
20 times.
Now, Mr. Sanford here is your new part owner. And I want you to do everything he tells you.
And first thing is keep that left up. No, left, dummy, left, left. This one. Up.
Look, I got a blank contract right here.
Let me check this over first, because it's got to be right.
That's right. There you go, John Hancock.
Yeah, well, now, good luck and train him hard now.
I will do that, Jeremy. Hey, now, where you going?
I gotta go contact my parole officer.
I thought so. Oh, no, you big dummy. Keep the lap up and the lap up and the... get the hell out of here.
Don't ever hit your manager.
Here I am. I ain't been in the wide world of sports 2 minutes, and already I can sense the agony of defeat. Is that you, son?
Of course it's me. Who else would it be?
Say, what's the matter with you? What you cranky and grouchy about?
I'm cranky and grouchy because I got a flat tire on the truck, and I changed it, and the spare was flat. I had to walk 2.5 miles from Al's garage. And that's also the reason why I wish we lived closer to a river so I could push that truck in it.
Forget the truck. I'm thinking seriously of getting you a half-ton pickup from Rolls and Royce.
Uh-oh.
What?
I recognize a familiar gleam in your eye.
Gleam?
It's that son we're gonna get rich quick gleam. Come on, Pop, what did you buy?
I just bought a little something for the house.
Pop, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to explain to me what it's doing here.
A junior here is a professional fighter.
Pop, you bought a fighter?
Huh?
You bought a fighter?
Yeah, you see, he's fighting this week. You remember my old buddy, Yerby?
Yerby? Yerby's mixed up in this.
Not mixed up, involved.
Pop, how could you do any kind of business with Yerby, man? Anybody that goes door to door selling encyclopedias printed in crayon is deranged. How much did it cost?
A measly $50.
$50? You spent our last $50 on a fighter, Pop. I was saving that money for the truck.
Well, forget the truck.
All right, I'll put a grill in Junior's mouth and drive him to work.
Well, listen, you just wait and see. Wait and see, son. I'll get us rich. And not just from Junior's fighting, but from the souvenirs and them sweatshirts and all that stuff they sell.
And just how do you plan on doing this?
I'm going down and renegotiate Junior's contract.
Pop, you don't know nothing about the boxing game.
Who don't know nothing about boxing? I used to box myself years ago. Used to call me Fast Fist Freddy with the Floyd Floyd. That's right, Floyd. Come on. Try to hit my hand. That was close. Yeah, this is it, Grady. Look, Clancy Fitzgerald fight promotion.
Wow, yeah. Wow, Fred, this looks like something right out of one of those old movies.
Yeah.
I can just close my eyes and see. I can see. You know, Fred, with my eyes closed, I can't see a damn thing.
Just sit down somewhere. You don't know.
Say, Fred, Mr. Fitzgerald told us to come in and wait. He did not say make ourselves at home.
Listen, one thing I know, Grady, is this fight game. See, you gotta be cocky, else people run all over you.
Oh.
Okay, gentlemen, what can I do for you? Don't sit in that chair.
What do you mean, don't sit in this chair? Listen, I'm tough and I'm cocky and I know the fight game.
But I'll tell you something you don't know, tough and cocky. That chair was just painted. What's on your mind?
Big money. Big money. That's what's on my mind. Big, big money. That's my name. Fred Big Money Sanford. This is my associate, Small Change Wilson.
Well, who's the fighter you're here to talk about?
Well, listen, I'm Junior Joe Louis's manager.
What do you mean? I thought he was Yerby's fighter.
I'm Yerby's partner, and I'll come here to check over and talk over some new details with you.
What do you mean, details? Look, just have the fighter down there Friday night, 8:30. In a pair of trunks and a bathrobe.
But how? We can begin negotiations right there.
What do you mean?
Fred doesn't have a bathrobe.
You shut up, Grady, as I put round five in your mouth.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll see you on Friday.
Listen, we haven't finished negotiating nothing yet.
What do you mean? I think we covered a lot. Three of the major points. First, you're one of Yerby's suckers. Second, you're short a bathrobe. And third, you like to sit on wet paint.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fight. Now, listen, we got to negotiate the television and see who's going to get the television rights. Then we got to figure out what we're going to do with the souvenirs and all those other things. And first, the main thing is, who is going to be interviewed by Howard Cosell?
Now, wait just a minute. I don't think you understand. You see, this is just a four-round preliminary fight. The winner just gets $100, and that is less the rental fee for the bathrobe. Now, that's the deal.
Oh, that's the old deal. Here it is. Now, we discuss this stuff, we negotiate the television rights, or else me and my fighter, we walk. You get that, Buster?
I think I understand your position.
I think he understands your position, Fred.
I know you understand my position. See, he's calling his attorney and accountant now to get some advice.
Hello, I want to talk to Max.
He's talking to Max. He didn't, Fred. He did. Big money, Fred.
Hello? Hello, Max. Now, on Friday night, Junior Joe Louis is out. Put in Irish Doogie Doyle.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got a contract.
Well, sue me.
Wait a minute, but we got to settle those television rights. You can have the television rights.
It's been nice talking to you, gentlemen.
Listen, I tell you what. I put on Lamont's bathrobe, and you can be interviewed by Howard Cosell.
So long.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, boy, you did it, Fred. You got him on the ropes now. Now finish the job. Borrow one of the ropes and hang yourself.
Oh, no, shut up. Hello, Mr. Sanford.
Oh.
Fred, you think he ought to be carrying that heavy stuff? He might hurt himself.
If you don't mind, he's helping me, you know. My father left and took the truck again. We don't have no truck, no truck. No money, no money, no eat.
Eat.
And for breakfast, this bottomless pit ate a dozen eggs, a half a pound of bacon, and a loaf of toast. And an hour later, I caught him looking fondly at Julio's goat.
Goat.
Fred, I think you better feed Junior.
Okay, great. I'll tell you what. You take him on down to the supermarket, and when he eat up around $2 worth, put your hand over his mouth. Now look here, watch your fingers.
Oh, okay, Fred. Listen, you've been busy all day negotiating fights. What'd you get?
He got four stripes of free paint and the fight canceled. Come on, Junior, let's eat.
Eat.
Well, you did it now, Pop. We're broke. And without the truck, we got no way of making no money.
Forget the truck.
How are we gonna make money if we don't have no truck?
Listen, son, don't ever count me out because all my life, I made my living with my wits.
Well, I certainly hope you can eat your wits, Pop, because Junior ate everything else.
Nobody fools Fred Sanford. Nobody misuses Fred Sanford. I know how to have this thing. I just call that old Clancy Fitzgerald down there. And when I get through being mean and lean like Joe Green, I'll watch him crumble under my pressure.
Count. 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 11, 12. 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 11, 12. 12.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Brady.
How you doing?
Oh, fine.
How you like this ring that I borrowed from the Y?
Hey, Brady, what are all these people doing here?
Oh, those are fight fans, and they paid 50 cents to watch Junior work out.
You mean to tell me they paid 50 cents to watch him skip rope? Grady, they could go down to the schoolyard and see it for free.
Hey, bud, he's been jumping rope for a half an hour. How about some action?
Hi, Lamont.
Oh, hi, Yerby.
Well, how are things?
My father, Mr. Fight Promoter, got your fight canceled.
He did what? Where is he?
In the house.
Fred, what did you do?
Shh. Yerby, I'm concentrating on the schedule for Junior's personal appearance tour.
Tour?
Right. I figure we can cover 37 cities in 4 days. And then if we carry along a rock group, Junior can sing in between fights.
But Lamont just told me that Junior's fight was canceled.
Yerby, next time little bird whistles something in your ear, make sure it's not a loony bird.
Then the fight's back on.
99 and 44 100's back on. See, now Clancy's coming over here later on to watch Junior fight, and if he likes what he sees, we back in business.
Watch him fight?
Yeah.
Well, who's the sparring partner? You did hire sparring partners, didn't you?
Yeah, but you don't think I'd leave out the most important detail, do you? See, I plan ahead. Lamont, put your gloves on, son, and go on out there and get ready to box 3 or 4 rounds with Junior.
Must be crazy. I ain't gonna fight nobody.
Son, don't look at it as a fight. Look at it as our new red truck.
I look at it as my fresh red blood. I ain't fighting nobody.
All right, keep it up, keep it up. Oh, and say, Lamont, I want you to meet Mr. Clancy Fitzgerald, a fight promoter. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Now, Mr. Wilson, where is Junior's sparring partner? I haven't got all day.
Oh, I know, Mr. Fitzgerald. Time is money, and money is time. That's the first thing I learned as a boxing trainer. About 2:30 this afternoon.
Look, I think you guys should know something. You see,
hi, Clancy.
Hello, Yerby.
Folks, you'll notice a celebrity has just joined us in here in camp. One of the great names in the fight business.
Oh, you don't have to introduce me, Yerby.
I'm talking about a great fight promoter, Mr. Clancy Fitzgerald.
Okay, folks. Now, you've all been watching the champ exercise and work out, and in a few minutes, we're going to present some thrilling exhibition boxing.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Doing dressed like this?
What do you think I'm dressed like this for? What do you think I'm selling sherbet?
Look, I can't let you go in there and fight Junior. You'll get killed.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm going in there to take care of him. When I come back, I might give you 2 or 3 of these cross your lips.
Okay, Junior, open wide now.
Don't eat it, Junior!
Pop, I can see right through your little scheme. See, you think you're going to shame me into going in there and fighting Junior, but it's not going to work. If you want to go in there and fight Junior, go on with your bad self.
Well, I won't do. Now, help me get through them ropes.
Could you talk some sense into him?
Hey, Lamont, I tried to, but he's determined to get those new tires for your truck.
How did you know about that?
Hey, that's the first thing he said to me when I mentioned this deal to him, that you could get killed on those bald-headed tires, and he was gonna get you some new ones.
He said that? Let me have the gloves, Pop. Huh?
There you go, sir. Thank you so much, yeah.
You know what you're asking me to do, don't you? You're asking me to come in here and get killed.
Well, I'm only gonna ask you this one time.
All right, you both know the rules.
Now, Junior, I want to see you hitting hard, moving fast, and don't let up.
And listen, son, you hit him slow and hit him soft, and when he hits you right in your mouth and in your nose together, make it look like it's bleeding. And when he hits you with all his might in your stomach, bend over and growl, you know? And then when he knocks you unconscious, lay there and don't move. Okay, son. Go ahead.
All right. Now, you both know the rules. When you hear the bell, come out fight.
Well, let's get this over with.
Over with.
Hey, son. Wait a minute. Hey, Lamont. He hit you before the bell rang. Come on, son. Get up. You big dummy, you. When you hit my son before the bell rang, you nobody does that. Nobody does that to a sap and live. He hit you before the... All right, you big dummy. Hey, look. Hey, look at that. That's a glazed donut. Hit my son, I couldn't have it. Everybody just went crazy. He don't do that.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Fitzgerald, but this is...
No. I like Junior, Yerby. I like him. I like the way he handles himself. Now, do you think he could do that Friday night?
Do what?
That cute little Mark Spitz thing he does.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him do it even faster than that.
Good, then he is back on the card because I've got to have a fast knockout Friday night to make my own fighter look good.
You got it.
I like him, but I don't want to see him anywhere near the arena.
I don't want to be near the arena where you are because you're a crook and you're cheating and you're not honest.
All right,
give me my money back.
How much will it cost to buy you out?
Give me 50.
50 for him and 25 for me for a new belly button.
There you go.
All right, Junior, come on, let's get dressed and get out of here. Let's eat.
Eat. Oh. Well, we made our money back and plus a couple extra dollars.
Yeah, sir.
I hope you learned a lesson.
I did learn a lesson. I did, son. You go on in there on the couch and sit down and relax and rest your stomach. I'll be right in there in a minute. Now step right up, folks. Right now we're gonna have the big contest. Anyone that wants to come in the ring and can last 3 minutes with me can win $10 a piece. It don't make no difference. I take all comers. Anybody? How about you, sir? Would you help this old lady in the ring here? Come on up. Come on.
Hey, Pop, I'm home.
All right, son.
Hey, why don't you come outside with me and look at the new tires I got for the truck?
Not right now, son. I'm trying to figure out a nickname for myself.
A nickname?
Yeah.
What for?
I'm going back in the ring.
Now, just wait a minute. Now, I got to draw the line someplace, Pop. I'm not going to let you go in the ring and fight.
I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about wrestling. That's where the real money is.
Wrestling? Huh? What are you going to call yourself? Gorgeous junk? How about Kid Rust? I'm not gonna let you do it, man. You'll get hurt. I'm not gonna let you do it. That's all there is to it.
But I sure appreciate that, son.
All right.
And you don't know how much this means to me for you to go in that ring and represent us. Now, when you guys have anybody in the car, this is a big we'll be right back.
Thank you.